Yeah, well, you know, from the time that we got to know Roquan in OTAs, we understand that he's a very driven individual, both on and off the field. And I know he's going to do everything he possibly can to catch up. Now he's got to do it. So to be able to get out here in Denver and have some good practices, it's a great time for him. It's good for him to get back in shape and take some hits, you know, go ahead and see where he's at physically with his body, and then we'll just kind of gauge it as we go.
From a physical standpoint, how much risk is there of him overdoing it?
Well, I think there could be, for sure, and that's our job as coaches and as a training staff to make sure that we limit that so that we don't overdo it, and all of a sudden he comes out here, does too much too fast, and then you lose him for longer.
It was great just being back out here with my guys and running around and just enjoying the fellowship.
What they say to you?
All the guys were happy to have me back. I was happy to see those guys as well.
Anybody in particular?
It was more so from the big group, so it was a lot of guys. Well, you know, that's up to the coaches to decide on when, you know, they feel like I'm ready, but I'm going to just do whatever I can do to prepare myself the best way. And I got confidence in the coaches, and they'll catch me back up to speed.
Were you starting to worry that you might actually miss the opener?
No, I never really worried about it. I've just kept confidence that they'll work something out.
Did you have any say, just to clarify, did you have any say here in the last couple of days?